Hi, it's Jeff Werbin, Associate Editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Jamie Carroll Smith. Jamie's an Assistant Director at the EY Center for Board Matters. She's here today to discuss what we learned from the 2015 proxy season. Jamie, thank you for taking the time today to talk about this timely topic.
Thanks for the opportunity. Happy to.
So what are the proxy access takeaways from this year's proxy season?
Well, the 2015 proxy season showed us that the momentum behind proxy access is likely here to stay. Proxy access shareholder proposals were the most commonly submitted shareholder proposal this year and were among the top three shareholder proposals when it came to vote results. The proposals averaged majority support, and even those proposals that did not secure majority support came pretty close, averaging 42% support. And based on what the Center for Board Matters is hearing, some directors believe the widespread adoption of proxy access across the U.S. market is now really a matter of time. For boards and corporate counsel, a key takeaway is how important it is to understand key shareholders' views on proxy access. How boards respond to the push for proxy access can have significant implications for companies' relationships with investors.
How has investor engagement during this year's proxy season evolved?
Well, based on company disclosures, it appears that company investor engagement continues to grow. This year, 56% of S&P 500 companies disclosed in the proxy that they engaged with investors over the previous year. That's up from 50% last year and up from just 6% in 2010. And of the companies that disclosed engagement, close to half disclosed changing practice or disclosure as a result of the engagement. So those conversations are indeed driving change. And one practice point here is that now is a good time to be considering engagement, particularly if your company's 2015 voting results suggest investor concerns, or if your company is considering changes that investors may consider controversial at next year's meeting. Also, the Center for Board Matters is hearing from many institutional investors that they remain wary of engagement for the sake of engagement. So companies initiating engagement should do so with a clear agenda and purpose.
How have activist hedge funds impacted this year's proxy season?
Activist hedge funds continue to keep boards on their toes. So 2015 was another big year for activist campaigns, including some high-profile fights. And the top takeaway this year is that engagement can pay off in activist situations. When companies engage with long-term institutional investors and demonstrate responsiveness to their concerns, those same investors are better positioned to support the company in an activist situation. Institutional investors can be a vocal and prominent ally for the company, and management and boards can prevail.
What was the volume of shareholder proposal submissions during this year's proxy season?
Shareholder proposal submissions remain high this year, despite the sustained increase in company shareholder engagement. The Center for Board Matters tracked more than 900 shareholder proposals this year submitted for meetings through June 30th. That's around 50 more proposals than we tracked over the same period last year. And we think the volume of shareholder proposal submissions remains high because some institutional investors submit shareholder proposals as a way to trigger substantive engagement. They view the proposals as an invitation to a discussion.
What were the topics of interest?
Well, proxy access was the most commonly submitted shareholder proposal this year. However, when considered by category, environmental and social topics continue to dominate the shareholder proposal landscape in terms of overall number of proposals submitted. Shareholder proposals on environmental and social topics represent 42% of all shareholder proposal submissions in 2015. And within that category, the top four topics of shareholder proposals were political spending and lobbying, climate change and sustainability, corporate diversity policies, and finally, labor and human rights.
Well, my thanks again to Jamie Carroll Smith. I appreciate your time and the helpful information.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.